says Mishnah Beis, I remember I do say you should a lie Esav Pesach. Somebody who says to his servant, go out and shech for me a Korban Pesach, and he didn't specify to his servant which type of animal to bring for the Korban Pesach. Shachat Gedi Yoicha, Shachat Talea Yoicha. If the Eved shechs a kid for the Korban Pesach, then his master would eat from that Korban Pesach. And if the Eved decides to use a lamb for the Korban Pesach, and he shechs a lamb for his master would eat from the lamb. And since the master did not specify to his Eved which type of animal to bring for the Korban Pesach, even if the master normally brought a lamb for the Korban Pesach, and the Eved went ahead and shechted a gdi for the Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach would be kosher, and the master would eat from it. And since the master didn't specify, even though he normally uses a different type of animal, it would be a kosher of Korban Pesach. Shachat gdi utla yoicha min harishon. If the Eved, being unsure which type of animal the master wants for his Korban Pesach, shechted both a kid and a lamb for his master, thinking that whichever one his master wants, that would be the one that would be for his Korban Pesach. In such a case, whichever one was shechted first, that would be the one that the master would eat for his Korban Pesach. As we assume, the master simply does not care which one the Eved brings, and since he doesn't care whichever one the Eved brought first, that's the one that would be used for the Korban Pesach of his master. Now the Mephoshim explain, we're talking about where it is a melech, a king, that instructed his servant to shech for him a Korban Pesach, and the servant went ahead and shechted both a lamb and a kid. In such a case, the halacha is that the master, which is a king, would eat from the first one that is shechted. As we assume, a king doesn't really care which type of animal the Eved shechts, since a king anyway has many different types of delicacies. So therefore, since he doesn't care, the one that was shechted first, that would be the one that would be used by the king for the Korban Pesach. However, anybody else that instructs his Eved to shecht a Korban Pesach, and the Eved goes ahead and shechts both a lamb and a kid, in such a case, since we don't know which one of the two animals is wanted by his master for the Korban Pesach, the master would not eat from either one of them. And since the master did not specify which animal he wants, we don't know which one of the two animals the master prefers, so therefore neither one of them could be used for the master for his Korban Pesach, since we don't know which one is the one that he wanted for his Korban Pesach. So I got my umber look. If the master instructs his servant to bring for him a Korban Pesach, and he specifies to him which type of animal to bring, and the Eved simply forgot whether his master told him to bring a kid or a lamb for the Korban Pesach, Ketzad Yaseh, what should the Eved do in such a case? So the Mishnah explains, Yishchoy Tle Vigdi, he should shech both a lamb and a kid, V'yoymar, and he should say the following, Im Gidi Amar Li Rebbe, Gidi Shalo, Utleshali. If it was a kid that my master instructed me to shech for the Korban Pesach, then the kid should be for my master's Korban Pesach, and the lamb should go for my own Korban Pesach. V'im Tle Amar Li Rebbe, but if it turns out that it was a lamb that my master instructed me to shech for his Korban Pesach, so the lamb that I shech should go for my master's Korban Pesach, while the kid that I shech should go for my own Korban Pesach. Now the Mephoshim ask a question. How did the Eved buy both a lamb and a kid and use one of them for his own Korban Pesach? Where did the Eved have his own lamb to bring for his own Korban Pesach, since whatever an Eved acquires actually belongs to his master? He has no way of acquiring something that wouldn't immediately belong to his master, since we have a cloud, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. Anything in the hand of the Eved actually belongs to the master. So how is he using one of these two animals for his own Korban Pesach? So the Mephoshim answer that we're talking about with Eved went to an animal seller that knows his master, and the animal seller wants to help out his master. So therefore, the animal seller tells the Eved, I'm giving you one of these animals for your master, and the other animal I am giving to you on condition that your master would have no rights to it. And that way, the Eved would be able to acquire an animal without his master owning it, as since the animal seller is giving him the animal on condition that his master has no right for it, that would be a way for an eved to acquire something without his master immediately owning it. And therefore, since he acquired an animal that belongs to him, he is able to shach both animals with the condition that whichever one of these two animals his master instructed to shach for the korban pesach would go for his master, while the other animal would be used for the eved's korban pesach. Shachach rabo ma amrlo. If the master also forgot what he instructed his eved to bring for him, the master instructed the eved to shach for him either a kid or a lamb, and the eved forgot what the master instructed him to bring, so therefore he went ahead and brought both a lamb and a kid and made a condition that whichever one that master instructed him to bring for the master would be for his master's korban pesach, while the other one would be for the eved's korban pesach. But the master also forgot which one he instructed the eved to bring. Shneim yetu lebeis hasreifa upaturim melasos pesach sheni. Both of the korbanos would be taken out to be burnt. Neither one of them could be eaten. And since we don't know which one of these two animals belongs to the master and which one belongs to the eved, so neither one of them can eat from either of these korban pesach. However, both the master and the eved are pasur from making a pesach sheni. They were yotzei their chiyuv to bring a korban pesach, even though they cannot eat from the korban pesach. And since in Shemayim they know which one of these animals belong to the master and which one of them belong to the eved, so therefore at the time of the Shechita and the Zrika, the Korban Pesach was kosher. Just since we don't know which one belongs to the master and which one belongs to the eved, they cannot be eaten, so they're taken out to be burnt, so they're punter from bringing a Pesach Sheni, since the actual bringing of the Korban Pesach was kosher. It's just that the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten since they simply are not aware which one belongs to the master and which one belongs to the eved. Somebody who said to his son on the way to Yerushalayim for Pesach, Hareini Shechet Ez HaPesach Ami She'yalem Mikem Risha LeYerushalayim, I am going to Shech them Pesach for the one who arrived first in Yerushalayim. And he wants his son to go quickly to Yerushalayim, so he provides an incentive that he will shech the Pesach and include the son that is the one to arrive first in Yerushalayim. Kivan shehechnes harishon rosho v'rubo zacha b'chavko u'mezakes echavimo. As soon as the quickest one of his sons enters Yerushalayim with his head and most of his body, he will immediately merit a chelek of the Korban Pesach that his father shechted, and he will be mezakeh the other brothers as well to also have a chelek in the Korban Pesach. As all of the sons are included in the Korban Pesach, the father in truth is shechting the Korban Pesach for all of his sons, just in order to provide an incentive for the sons to move fast to Yerushalayim. He says that whichever one of the sons will arrive in Yerushalayim first, he will be the first to be zocha in the Korban Pesach, and all the other brothers will be zocha in the Korban Pesach only through that son. So therefore, whichever son arrived first in Yerushalayim, he is the first to have a portion in the Korban Pesach. And the other brothers, although they do have a portion, their portion is only through the son that arrived first. Lo'ilam ninen alav achyehebo kizayis l'kol echad b'echad. You can always add on more people to be partners in your Korban Pesach, as long as there is enough basar of the Korban Pesach so that each one of the partners would have at least a kezias of basar from the Korban Pesach. As the minimum amount of the Korban Pesach that you have to eat on Leil Pesach is a kezias of basar. So therefore, you can continue to add partners to your Korban Pesach as long as there's enough basar to go around so that each one of the partners would eat at least a kezias basar on the night of Pesach. Nimne numoishken es idea mimenu. People can become partners in your Korban Pesach and also withdraw their partnership from a Korban Pesach all the way up to the Shechita. Until the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, you can add more partners to the Korban Pesach, and also previous partners can withdraw their partnership in your Korban Pesach and instead become a partner in somebody else's Korban Pesach. But once the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, has been done, you no longer can add partners and no longer can anybody withdraw their partnership from the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon Omer Achi Yisroi Galov Et Adam. Rabbi Shimon said a person can withdraw his partnership from a Korban Pesach even after the Shechita, all the way up to the Zrikas Adam, on the Mizbeach. Now, even though Rabbi Shimon agrees with the Tanakhama, that he cannot become a partner in a Korban Pesach after Shechita. However, if you already have a partnership in a Korban Pesach, you could withdraw your partnership for the Korban Pesach even after Shechita, all the way up to the Zrikas Hadam, and then you can go ahead and become a partner in somebody else's Korban Pesach.